This is your captain speaking. I'm Arno Jutten, captain of Holland America Line MS Maasdam. You're listening to the So-Called Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 30 KLAA app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're proudly presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We're journeying back up to Paso Robles, specifically the Copia Vineyards and Winery, and we are speaking with the lovely husband and wife couple who are the proprietors, that being Anita and Varinder Sahi. Welcome back. We were just transitioning to your other property, which you just acquired in 2022, where your wonderful tasting room is, and that is in the Adelaida District. Can you tell us, Varinder, what grapes you're growing there?
Andy, this is a brand new property for us, and it was farmed conventionally. So we are in the process of healing the soil and turning this into an organic vineyard, just like our Willow Creek Estate vineyard. And we will be planting in coming this May and June approximately 8 acres of Syrah, 5 acres of Cabernet Sauvignon. And then we also have a little bit of Petite Syrah and 5 Rhone white varieties.
Definitely something to look forward to. Now, this is also where your tasting room is, and this is also where, for our group of wine journalists, you were both kind enough to prepare this magnificent Indian repast in this lovely kitchen that you have adjacent to the tasting room, which is quite a nice thing to have. We can't take our listeners through every course, though I'd love to. But Anita, if you will, the beef boti course, which the grill master there was Varinder, you pretty well much did most of the other dishes. But really what the key with the beef boti was, is it was seasoned with your own recipe for garam masala. For those of us that know Indian food, that's something we definitely see. So for that really wonderful dish, if you can tell us about the two wines that you paired with that, so we can kind of jump into some of the wines that you do.
Sure. And I have to really think about what's the wine that we paired with that.
Oh, no, that's easy. So it was the 2021 The Source, and also the 2020 Cabernet Sauvignon, because, you know, of course, if you're in Paso Robles, you have to do a cab.
Yes, well, that's true. Well, The Source, let me focus on The Source there. That's a very important wine for us, Andy, because it is named so because Syrah, which is the dominant varietal in The Source wine, is the reason, it's the source of our inspiration for coming to Paso. That's 95% Syrah, co-fermented with 1% Viognier, and the balance of that being, the third Rhone varietal. It changes from year to year, but we end up really focusing on Syrah at Copia. It was Varinder's muse, essentially. That initial trip to Paso Robles, that's what really stood out to us. As we were trying all these magnificent producers, Syrahs, we were like, aha, how come we probably didn't know about this before that point in time? You know, previously, Paso to us was some of the larger brands that maybe you can find across the country. So The Source, pairing with the beef boti and the cab, which actually has a bit of Syrah in it, which makes it a very different cab. It's a beautiful combination of something that is rich and luxurious and opulent. And both of these wines, the Copia Source and the Copia Cabernet Sauvignon, are really, really what I would call luxurious and opulent. So we're matching texture there, Andy. We're going with texture pairing.
I wouldn't disagree, but in terms of every course that you and Verinder presented to us, all the pairings were really fun, spot on, but you know, definitely stretched our knowledge of Indian cuisine and pairing, because there is this kind of old wives' tale that we don't need to spend a lot of time with. But there is a misconception out there that, you know, Indian food doesn't pair with wine. It has to be with beer. As the French would say, au contraire. So we move on. Now, another wine that probably was my favorite of the tasting, which I know is one, Anita, that you particularly enjoy. Please share with our listening audience what the 2021 Copia the Story is, because that's a great blend too.
Yes, the 21 Story is composed of mainly my favorite varietal, which is Grenache. It's 92% Grenache, 8% Mourvèdre, and it is coming mainly from the Copia Willow Creek Estate. So 21 is an important vintage for us because it's our inaugural estate harvest. What I love about the story year to year, though it's different every year, it's literally a story in a bottle, if you will. It's that it just is such a focus on the purity of Grenache in terms of aromatics. This bright red fruit mixed with these sort of earthy aromatics. And it's a wine that has a lot of elegance, but also a lot of power, for sure.
Definitely. Anita, I think we have our audience tempted now. We've talked about that for the Adelaidea district, this is where your lovely, comfortable tasting room is. Walk us through, if you will, what the tasting room experience is at Copia. And because you are both so hands-on, reservations are suggested.
Yes, reservations are not necessary, but always appreciated because, you know, based on actually both of our hospitality backgrounds, I would say that heritage-wise, we are very focused on the guest and the guest experience and welcoming people. Reservations do give us a little bit of an opportunity to prepare for you, but an experience at the Copia Vineyard Adelaida Estate entails two separate experiences. You get to sample a flight of the Copia wines in the midst of this vineyard in development, which I can tell you right now in Paso, everything is beautiful, lush, and green. It's such a beautiful time of year to come and taste in Paso Robles. And you are also alongside this wonderful culinary garden that we have developed. It's composed of all of these planter boxes and barrels, which we are in the process of seeding for our spring veggies. And we have plans to actually partner with chefs on that. So when you come to Copia, you can enjoy the flight of wine, including some of these wines that we've talked about today. Or you could actually book on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 11 a.m. or 1 p.m. for our culinary experience, which includes four culinary bites alongside of our wines. And oftentimes you will find inspiration from our heritage in terms of the spices or ingredients that make their way into those pairings.
And you get excellent reviews for the wine and food pairings. I know some consumers that have been through there and experienced that. And you make a lot of friends that way.
You sure do. You sure do. And Andy, like you said, food, it's a universal language, and wine, we feel, is that way too. But if you really want to know the character of Paso, and you really want to know, you know, what the year 2021 was like in Paso, it's definitely a wonderful way to experience that wine alongside food.
Absolutely. Bringing Verinder back into the conversation, Verinder, I was really intrigued when I was in your warehouse and cellar that you were aging some of your wines in amphora. Tell us a little bit about what character that adds to the wine, because I've had amphora and non-amphora wines of the same vintage together, and people don't really realize that they're different characteristics because of the aging in the amphora, which of course goes back, I guess, pre-biblical times in terms of the use of amphora to age wine.
Absolutely. We love fermenting and aging of our wines, especially the white wines and roses, in different vessels. For example, I make a white blend, which is usually a Roussan Viognier, and it has a little, in 23, it has Pickle Blanc as well. So what I do is I try to bring different factors of the wine. So I will ferment some of that in stainless steel, some of neutral oak, new oak, and then amphora. And I always find the fraction that comes from amphora preserves the fruit much better than anything else, and it brings in that rounded mouthfeel to the blend. So amphora is a very important part of our white wine making as well as rosé wine making for that purpose.
Well, I certainly, when I saw that, Verinder, I know that you are definitely cutting edge and trying different styles. And again, for a smaller winery, which you are, it kind of gladdens the heart to see that. Before we run out of time, Anita, please let people know, where you are and what the website is. Because again, for our listeners, when they're next up in Paso, if you're looking to see a smaller winery that's got a lot of heart, and both proprietors really understand hospitality, Copia is definitely worth a stop.
Yes, thanks, Andy. You can find Copia Vineyards on the web at Copia, that's with a C, Copia Vineyards with an S, .com. We're located at 5076 Mustard Creek Road, just 5 miles from downtown Paso. And we would love to take you on this journey with us.
And again, highly recommended, and Copia is definitely going to be one operation to watch. We have been speaking with the proprietors of the Copia Winery with two vineyard estates that are in the Paso Robles area. This is Anita and Verinder Sahi. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, we're going to Ethnic. We're going to Little Saigon, and we're talking about the ever-popular Vox Kitchen, which just expanded into the new year. This is a busy operation with very tasty food, but with servers that really know their menu and are happy to help you in making selections. If you're not familiar with Chifa Culinary Food, which I certainly wasn't, we're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.